So here's to you, dear April 20th, a day of love and peace and mirth, a time to celebrate the weed that brings us all the happiness we need.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody in a very rhythmic mood today.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you guys remember we had that story a couple days ago about Anthony Bass, the pitcher.
Yes.
And his wife, who is 22 weeks pregnant,
yep,
was traveling with her 5-year-old and her 2-year-old.
Right.
And the 2-year-old was given popcorn by the flight attendants, and she threw it all over the aisle.
Yes.
And the flight attendants made the pregnant woman clean it up.
Yeah.
And it became this huge social media debate.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Who should clean it up?
Mm-hmm.
Should the flight attendant, I made the point that I thought if I was sitting next to her and she had 2 little kids and she's 22 weeks pregnant, I would have cleaned it up.
Right.
You know, just because I would have been uncomfortable seeing a woman, you know,
who's pregnant, who's crawling around
cleaning up popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it became a huge debate. A lot of people went after Anthony Bass and said, Anthony Bass tweeted, "I can't believe they made my wife do this. These flight attendants should be punished for this. This is awful." And then he got accused of being an elitist.
Yes.
Saying these flight attendants are not there to clean up the messes of your family. What's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. So Anthony Bass pitches for Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that story broke, and it became like it was on MSNBC and Fox News and
yeah,
you know, it became like this huge debate. Anthony Bass was called in to pitch against the Astros. Now, he used to pitch in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros announcers, and I'm going to play this clip coming up. The Astros announcers, I think, are clearly trolling Anthony Bass, but I might just be imagining it. Play the clip and you tell me if they're making fun of him.
Your new pitcher is ex-Astro Anthony Bass on to try and clean it up.
Oh, of course. On to clean it up.
They're mocking him, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So is this thing going to stick to this guy?
No.
This is going to be what he's known for? Because his ERA is like 7.
This will be forgotten. It was good. It's a good debate. I mean, if I was sitting there, I would definitely
Craig, they're trolling him, right?
That's an absolute troll.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I mean, you can clean up an inning, but at the same time, that was set
Play
up.
Play it again, Mace.
Okay.
Your new pitcher is ex-Astro Anthony Bass on to try and clean it up.
Clean it up!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're no totally question. Mocking him.
No question. I mean, even if the bases were loaded in 2 outs and he needs to clean that up.
It lends itself to a bigger question. Those guys, those announcers work for the Astros.
Right.
Okay. Did you guys see Dylan Brooks? What he said about LeBron after the game yesterday.
He said, "I don't care," talking about LeBron, "I don't care he's old. I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Right. I like theatrics. I like trash talk.
It's fun, yeah.
As a Laker fan, I'm glad he did it because I think it can only go bad for him now.
Right.
I don't know if LeBron's going to take those words. I don't think he's going to try and drop 40 on him or anything. But I think that you just won a game in the series to even it up. It's 1-1. It's a coin flip. Why would you give the other team bulletin board material?
Well, here's the thing. Anthony Bass. Dylan Brooks is being kind of a dumb here because as you look at it, with Dylan Brooks as the primary defender on LeBron, LeBron has scored 26 points. LeBron has shot 61% from the field. He has shot 43% from three, and he has 0 turnovers. That is when Dylan Brooks is the primary defender on LeBron. LeBron has been eating his lunch the first 2 games.
Right, and the series hangs in the balance. It was always my philosophy that I didn't want to give the other team, and I still feel this way, any bulletin board material.
Right.
I mentioned earlier in the show that if you watch backstage Lakers, the message that Darvin Ham was giving the team after game 1, which they won, and he repeated it a couple of times,
right,
was humble in victory.
Yeah.
Guys, let's be humble in victory. The goal is not to win 1 game. It's to win 4. We got to come back in game 2. Like we lost game 1. Now they didn't.
Right.
It didn't work. The players didn't have that same level of intensity that Memphis had. But doesn't this just put more gas on the fire to your Memphis teammates and to your Memphis coaching. Taylor Jenkins, a Memphis coach, is a really smart guy. He would never do this.
No, but this
Zach Kleeman, their GM, would never do this.
But this is what Dylan Brooks does. I mean, he does it with everybody, to everybody, all season long. He's an irritant, and he's being an irritant here. The bigger point is Dylan Brooks is getting crushed by LeBron. So to talk this way about LeBron, he's old, while the old guy is taking you to school possession after possession is ridiculous.
But what I'm saying is, okay, if you and I were battling, if in this case you're LeBron and I'm Dylan Brooks, I'm 1-1 against you. The series hangs in the balance. I just won last night.
Right.
Our team won the game. I think humble and victory is the way to go simply because you've got the Lakers on their heels a little bit now. They've just lost a game to you,
right,
and a critical game three is coming up Saturday. Why give them any incentive to come after you?
Well,
you know what I would say if they asked me about LeBron? I'd say, look, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. LeBron's one of the greatest players in the history of the game. All I can do as a defender is try and make it hard on him. I'm going to try and make it as hard as I possibly can. I consider myself an elite defender. I welcome the challenge. LeBron James is in the conversation with greatest player of all time. It's not often you get to guard the greatest player of all time. I'm excited about the challenge.
Do you really think Dylan Brooks does not have that club in his bag? That's not what Dylan Brooks does.
But should he?
I find it entertaining, to be honest with you. Okay, so there are two things. First of all, I think it's really entertaining. It's really, it's funny.
Which is good
it's
for
interesting.
Us. I'm just saying, if you're one of his teammates, are you glad he did it or not?
I think the attitude of that team is very much the attitude of Dylan Brooks. I think he's one of the guys that sets the tone. This is why I said
he's
going
their Draymond.
This is one of the things I said going in is they don't really have veteran presence in that locker room to try to rein that in.
Nobody on their team older than 29.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be smart to have some savvy veteran in there to be able to pull Dylan Brooks aside and say, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
I don't have that guy.
You don't have to be you don't have to be fearing anyone. You don't have to be scared of LeBron. But don't poke the bear unnecessarily for no reason. And he even came out and said, Dylan Brooks, I poke bears. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is his game.
Okay.
That is his game. And I don't know that LeBron can be even more effective against LeBron. He's shooting 61% from the field when Dylan Brooks is covering him.
Sliwa made a good point earlier. He said, it's never good when your mouth is bigger than your game.
No, that's a good line.
You know, like,
did he invent that line?
He's the first time
that's
I've heard
good
it say
line.
It.
His mouth is bigger than his game.
So, in other words,
trademark that.
His point is, you can talk if you're like an elite NBA player, but you better be able to back it up. I'm not so sure Dylan Brooks can. Now, more power to him if he can. And maybe this is a whole master plan of he's trying to get in LeBron's head and get his eye off the ball and help to lose focus. But LeBron's been to 10 finals.
Oh, my God.
LeBron, I don't think it's going to work.
LeBron, and by the way, I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, poking the bear. LeBron is LeBron. I don't know if he... I see Dylan Brooks jawing at him, and I see LeBron
ignoring him. I'll give you an example. When Kobe was in his 20s and was one of the elite players in the game, Reuben Patterson, who had played with Kobe in L.A., proclaimed himself the Kobe stopper.
Mm-hmm.
And his teammates all kind of laughed about it, and like they would walk up to him and they'd like rub his knees and go, Kobe stopper, Kobe stopper. Let's go. Kobe went out and dropped 50 on him.
Yep.
I don't know if LeBron's going to do that. Kobe had a kind of an FU streak in him that I'm not sure LeBron has, but I certainly wouldn't find out by popping off like this. I think that you do a disservice to your team if you give LeBron bulletin board material. Maybe LeBron was going to come out with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and now he looks over at Darvin Ham and says, F that. Brooks is in the game. I'm one of them.
Right.
You just bought yourself 4 more minutes of LeBron just for popping off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think it's smart.
No, but it's fun.
It is. It's good for us.
Yeah, it's good for
us. I'm not denying that.
I got a little breaking news. What is it?
So, gentlemen, the breaking news is that according to science, a straw is one circle.
That is ridiculous.
Okay,
one hole.
Now, wait a minute.
One hole, two
Amanda,
ends.
Somebody, we had a good listener tweet in a good question.
Yes.
All I have to do to debunk your one hole, that a straw has one hole. Mason and I both think a straw has two holes.
I can read you all the science right here, gentlemen. I have it in front of me, but
Amanda,
you wouldn't understand it.
Amanda. if I had a straw,
yes,
and I squeezed the middle,
yes,
okay,
mm-hmm.
There's one hole on the left and one hole on the right, two holes.
No, yeah, there's two ends.
You've created. You've created.
Correct.
You've created.
Correct.
Two holes.
It's two holes. That's my point.
But you've created. You can create anything.
Yeah, but if you
undo it, but in this case, it has two holes.
By the way, and who is science exactly?
Who is science?
Yeah, who is science? You said according
to science.
Oh, do you want me to break down?
Wait, Amanda, is science chat GBT?
No. Oh,
John,
no, no, no,
John, just picture this for a second.
Topologist, that's what I'm talking about. And homology group.
Take a donut. Those are fake words. You just made that second word up.
Take a donut. Take a donut or a bagel or whatever you want.
Yep.
Take a donut. It has one hole.
Yeah.
And you just squeeze it and make it into a straw-like into a cylinder.
Okay.
It still only has one hole.
Yeah, that makes zero sense.
No, because you said a donut has one hole. If you just squeeze it and make it into a cylinder,
right.
It still only has one hole. It's just longer, which is also the same thing as a straw, which is a cylinder.
Yeah, straw has two holes. You guys
are
idiots.
Can't change
a
one
straw
to the other.
Is the product of a circle.
Says science.
Okay.
Apparently.
I'm reading it.
Topologists.
Cosmology, right? Cosmetology. Who did you quote? Omnipology.
Homology.
That one's the made-up one. There's no
homology,
such thing as homology.
Yes.
Straw
and
science?
The correct notion is measured by the homology groups of a space.
That's from the Book of the Irvinians.
The Book of the Irvinians. What's your favorite quote from Irvinians?
What is it? Psalm 20, chapter 3. Whatever.
A straw has one hole.
We decided yesterday. One hole, two ends. We had our caller was the 2 o'clock call of the day was from Irvine,
okay.
And so I talked about. Of course,
you hate Irvine.
My love for the Irvinians.
No, you've besmirched Irvine ever since I've known you.
Irvinians could be a lost book from the Bible, like quote from.
Well, that's because Irvinians. Andy didn't know what you meant by Irvinians.
By the way,
yes.
You know who is a very, very famous Irvinian?
No.
And next time I see him, I'm going to tell him to get on you about your hate of Irvine.
I don't hate Irvine.
You have mocked Irvine.
I love Irvine.
You compared it to Orlando.
I love the Irvinians.
It's just a really
pre-planned community.
Exactly. From Irvine.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell?
From University High School in Irvine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where you got this I don't like Irvine thing.
Because you've mocked Irvine from the beginning.
You know, I grew up on the border of Irvine and Lake Forest.
And is it not beautiful there in Irvine?
It's very planned. Very planned.
That was the only criticism I ever had, is that it
What's
feels
wrong with
very,
very
clean and nice, though. Very
exactly.
clean and nice.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my kind
I love
of town.
Irvine. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw you an interesting question when we come back. And there was a poll across the NBA about this. If you had to start an NBA team from scratch,
right?
What player would you start with?
Easy.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. Yeah, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy 420. I know how I'm going to celebrate.
Well, I've already been to the dispensary. Just leave yourself extra time because the lines are long today. It's like a national holiday in that place.
Ireland at the Bispo.
Yeah, I should have taken a picture.
All right, so here's the Athletic did a really interesting. They did a series of polls that I think are interesting. I don't know if you saw them or not yet.
I did not.
Okay. So here's one of the questions. You're building a roster from scratch in the NBA. Who are you going to sign first? And I will
the
tell
roster.
You, 52% of those surveyed chose the same person.
There's only one answer to this. I'm surprised that 90% didn't shoot it. It's Giannis.
Giannis is the right answer.
Yeah, Giannis is the best offensive player and the best defensive player in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe in the whole league.
I mean, then why isn't he MVP?
He should be. Look at his numbers.
No, I know. But
Embiid's going to win.
As Mason likes to say, it's a traveling trophy. He's already won it twice.
He's won it twice. You're right.
Embiid has never won it. And Michael Jordan should have won MVP, Greg, every year he was in the league.
So should have Kobe.
Kobe only won one, right?
Yeah, and Jordan,
Nash stole two from him.
I think Jordan only won five.
Who do you think's number two?
Embiid.
No. Embiid is fifth.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Luka?
Luka is third.
All right, so building a team moving forward.
Correct. You're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first?
All right.
He's won multiple MVPs.
Well, wait. Isn't LeBron too old?
Oh, LeBron's way down the list.
Durant.
No, Durant's not on the list. No, multiple MVPs.
Okay.
Including last year.
Nikola Jokic?
And the year before.
Jokic?
Jokic is number two, yeah. 9%.
Doesn't play defense.
9% say him. Luka's third. Steph is fourth. Embiid is fifth. Tatum is sixth. And 5% is other.
Yeah. I guess you have to consider age and a lot of other things.
How old is Jokic?
Probably 30. Maybe he's gonna, he's not that old. Greg, look it up. I'm going to say Jokic is 27. I could be wrong about that. But he's 20.
That's about right,
actually. 27, 28. 20. He's 28?
Yep.
Okay.
How about this? Who's the most overrated player in the NBA? Most overrated player.
Well, I think anybody who makes it to the NBA isn't overrated, but duck your question.
Come on, man.
Of course, there are
I think the person they'll give it to is Trae Young.
Trae Young is the choice, 15%.
Really? Yeah.
That's wrong.
But I think Trae Young is a really good player. But
he's taken them nowhere.
Right. And he gets ripped because he's been through three coaches already.
Right.
And they're probably going to trade him.
Number two most overrated. Throw out a name.
Who else besides Trae Young gets the overrated? Is it an older guy or a younger guy?
Let's see. One's a veteran. Yeah, actually all veterans.
I think Chris Paul's probably on that list.
Chris Paul, 4%, way down the list, but he's there.
Is Draymond there?
Draymond is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th.
Yeah, Trae Young seems it may be Kyrie. I don't know.
Nope, no Kyrie.
Bergman, you've seen the list, right?
I've not seen the list.
Okay, who do you think? You have a favorite when it comes to being overrated.
I know, and I'm Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is there. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
Fifth. That's too. Yeah. That's
who's
way
second?
Too low. He should be first.
Second is Pascal Siakam.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Totally disagree with that.
8%. Next, Julius Randle.
Disagree with that.
8%.
Yeah.
Then Jimmy Butler.
Really disagree with that.
A
I think Jimmy Butler's underrated.
Very
Rudy Gobert, Jaren Jackson Jr., and down the list.
There's one. Who's at the bottom? I know the bottom.
Austin Reeves is at the bottom of the list. So, in other words, 4% of everyone surveyed. This is a player poll. These are all players that have voted.
Let me Austin tell you something.
Austin Reeves is at 4%, but let's talk about the most underrated players.
See, I would have Austin on that list.
And Austin is on that list. Austin Reeves is... Austin Reeves is at... Bergman, do you have that one? I doubled up here.
There was 97. Hold on, I have to find
The most...
Austin Reeves, by the way, is near the top of the list for being underrated.
Yeah,
no, he's still at the bottom.
I think the most underrated player in the NBA is De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox is not on the list.
Yeah, I just think that he's... Because he plays in Sacramento, people don't know how good he is.
Drew Holiday is the most underrated player.
Really good choice.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is second.
Really good choice.
Mikal Bridges is third.
He's got a chance now that he's out from under the shadow of Phoenix.
Jalen Brunson is fourth. He's had
a fantastic
year. Jaden McDaniels is fifth.
Yeah, in Minnesota, except he just broke his hand by punching a wall.
And then it goes Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Anthony Edwards. Oh, there's De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is on there. Jaren Jackson Jr. So, yeah, some of these guys are ending up on both lists, both underrated and overrated. But a lot of these guys are properly. You did this with SoFi Stadium where it's either overrated or underrated. Some people, it's got to be properly rated. Some people are properly rated.
But there's a whole bunch of underrated guys in the league.
Like?
Well, Austin Reaves is the most underrated player on the Lakers. He's really good. I think Rui Hachimura is underrated.
See, but Austin Reaves is not. Yeah, Austin Reaves is going to get $70 million next year. Is he really underrated?
Rui Hachimura is not getting $70 million.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Jared Vanderbilt's not getting $70
million. Those guys will both get paid, Rui and Jared, but it won't, probably won't
well,
be
Jared
that much.
Is just a team option.
$4 million next year.
Yeah, team option.
Yeah, he might be the best contract in
for
the league.
Him. But it's going to be interesting. Austin Reaves is going to get, I mean, I've seen estimated $70 million. Whether
I think,
the Lakers do that or not, I don't know.
Right. I think Terrence Mann on the Clippers is underrated.
Yeah.
I think, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a really good answer.
You know, I'm getting really, really, really pissed off.
About?
I can't get my, so Elon Musk, who's like just a douche, took everybody's blue check marks away today, which is fine. I don't care. I don't need a blue check mark.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay $10 a month or whatever the hell it is. But you guys all got badges and check marks that go along with ESPN LA. You got it. Shadano got it.
Yeah.
Kathy
got it. I just followed the instructions in the email that Carlos
sent me. I haven't gotten the friggin' email. And so I don't have one, and maybe I don't even need one.
Why are you mad?
Why do you need it?
To prove that you're you. Otherwise, there's a fake you out there.
Well, yeah, but people, I mean, we all have burner accounts.
Well, burner accounts are, they're obviously burner accounts. But somebody could be.
Well, you know, where you're, the road you're going down now with artificial intelligence. Literally, somebody could create a conversation between you and I that we didn't have.
Right.
Like, somebody sent me this the other day. Joe Rogan did a whole podcast on AI. Like, it's not Joe. And he comes out and he says, what you're listening to is not me. I gave my archives to an artificial intelligence company and told them to produce a one-hour podcast of me saying stuff that I've never said. To teach you guys how dangerous
it is
artificial
to Joe Rogan's
intelligence
job.
Can be. Well, to our jobs,
right? To
our
anyone's
job.
I keep saying, if somebody
wanted to cancel us, they pretty much could start a conversation where you and I say insanely inappropriate things, and it goes into the universe.
I think we would be able to correct that.
But I'm telling you, if you hear this Joe Rogan AI podcast. It will freak you out.
I heard
out.
Drew Carey do an hour on his podcast.
It will freak you out. It sounds so much like Joe Rogan is just sitting in a room talking.
Right.
And it's somebody went on a computer, took all of his shows, and just created a fake hour of Joe Rogan.
Well, can I just say, this is what I've been saying for a long time, is that, for example, I've said years from now, they could put together Mason and Ireland shows long after we're dead.
Right.
Because they've got everything that we've ever said. And look at Boss Amanda. She's like,
I don't need you two idiots. I can just.
A lot of money. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right.
So I used to work with a guy.
Yep.
That did, like, Mason, you used to go do, like, a coach's show or an athletic director.
I would do the Pete Carroll show. I would do the Pat Hayden show, the Mike Garrett show.
I had a friend of mine who was the radio play-by-play guy for Oregon State, the basketball team.
Yeah.
And they had this legendary coach named Ralph Miller.
Yep.
And he was supposed to do 5 minutes with Ralph Miller as part of the pregame show every week. And one week, he had car trouble and got to the arena late. And the producer said, where's the 5 minutes coach's interview?
Right.
And my friend said, I'll send it to you right now. He never did it. He just sent him the interview from the previous game.
Oh, really?
And nobody knew.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Like, for example, when I did the Mike Garrett show, Mike never said anything new.
You could just take the one from the previous week, put it in, and probably no one would catch
nobody
it.
Nobody would
right?
know. Nobody would know. Yeah. Were you here when I told you that I was with Mike Bone at the...
Yeah, you and Cappy.
Yeah, me and Cappy. And you know what Mike Bone asked me?
When are we getting the USC contract back?
I said, I used to do USC pregame. He said, would you like to do it again?
Well, here's the thing. USC's not on a sports station.
Correct. They're on this crazy wacko station.
It's not good for them. It's not good for their fans.
No.
get on a sports station. Yeah, Mike, if you want to do it here, we'd love to have you, but get on a sports station.
Yeah, Mike, I asked Mike Bone, he said, what would you change about the athletic department? I said, well, first of all, I'd get my games off that crazy wacko 790 station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, it's not a sports station. So basically what you do is you get 3 hours of USC football, and then they go back to
crazy
debating
wacko
Biden
talk.
Versus Trump.
Exactly.
You know, and so if you want, like we would do 3 hours after the game.
The Lincoln Riley show we'd have every week.
Right.
Like, you know, we could go back to the old days when we used to go over to Heritage Hall. Now it would be the McKay Center on Tuesdays, and you do a show.
Heritage Hall's still there, right?
Oh, yeah, still there. But I would imagine they do it at the McKay Center now, which is the latest and the greatest.
But I haven't seen John McKay in a long time. We should
JK?
Reconnect with him.
I've not seen JK in a long time. I should send him a text. All right, coming up for you, a very irritating guy in the street today. Pissed me. You know what?
On 420 day?
Multiply pissed me off.
Don't they know
today.
It's like your birthday today? That's ridiculous.
Plus, there's something that was said on Ted Lasso that I really identify with.
Okay.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So I'm walking the dogs this morning. I got Sophie, who's 16 and a half, and I got Ron, who's one.
Okay.
And Sophie's a big girl, right?
She
eats a lot. She's probably 30 pounds. Ron is this little shrimpy guy, right?
Right.
Probably weighs 10 pounds. And the guy says to me, do you like having a dog that small? And I took offense at that.
Why?
Because I think it's okay to have a small dog. Some people think, I'll only have big dogs.
He didn't say it wasn't. Did he have disgust in his
voice?
Do you
like having a dog that small? It's like, yeah, no, he's judging me. You don't think he's judging me?
Yeah, I wouldn't phrase it that way.
Do you like having a dog that small? Now, the reason I like small dogs is because when Sophie, you know, hail fellow well met, we're getting another small dog.
So you're going to have three?
No, two when Sophie's hail fellow well met.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to travel. You put them in little suitcases and you take them wherever you want to go.
Isn't that mean?
What do you mean?
To put a dog in a suitcase?
No. Have you seen dogs on planes now?
Yeah.
They let them out of the suitcases.
Yeah, they all lie and say that they are support dogs.
They're emotional support dogs. Exactly. The other thing I heard this morning was it's dogs playing fetch. You had this, Bergman, on the Emily Show.
Dogs.
That's what we're calling Travis and Slee now, the Emily Show.
Fetch, right? Dogs play fetch
for
you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
How did that one go?
It was at Dogs play fetch with you to appease you.
Or do they do it because they like it themselves?
Right.
I have never had a dog that plays fetch.
What? How have you never had a dog
that
plays
fetch? All of my dogs, you can throw something, they will go get it, and they will sit there, they will not bring it back.
This is why you don't get a small dog.
No, this
yeah,
is
my dogs have all.
This is every dog I've had.
Yeah, my dogs all play fetch.
I've had lots of dogs, they don't
Lola
play fetch. Is there some way that I can
get? She can play fetch with you.
Is there some way that my dogs can learn to play fetch? Is there a way to teach fetch?
Yeah, put a treat inside what it is you're throwing, and he'll bring it right back to you because he thinks he'll get another treat.
Or is fetch just not going to happen?
You set that up all day, didn't you?
Such an obscure line, but yeah.
Stop trying to make Gretchen Wieners was that was that character. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Fetch is not a thing. I've never understood why my dogs don't play fetch. Here's the other thing. So there was a line in Ted Lasso, which I now, by the way, have come back around. I thought
one episode took you were hammering Ted Lasso the other day.
It warmed my heart, and I don't consider that to be a flip flop either.
It is, but go ahead. What did you like? It's the exact definition. You said two days ago, you said Ted Lasso had jumped the shark and it sucks. And now you're saying the opposite. That is the definition of a flip-flop.
But is that not changing your mind based on new information, which was this week's episode?
That's another way of saying flip-flop, but go ahead.
So Higgins says to Rebecca, I've got a bit of the shine that he can sort of sense things like paranormal sense.
Yeah,
I
have
shining.
A bit of the shine.
You do not have
I
any
know,
of the shine.
Absolutely,
I've got a lot of shine. You have a little shine.
What do you want to know about in the future? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. What do you want to know?
Okay. When does this show end?
This show?
Yeah.
I always
4:15.
Okay. I always assume this show ends at whatever contract we're in. So this
you're assuming this is over.
in 2.5 years.
So this is what your shine is telling you?
Yes.
My shine is telling me we're doing another 10 years.
Oh, dear God, no.
My shine is telling me another 10 years.
Yeah.
Boss Amanda, what's your shine telling you?
Not 10 years.
Not 10 years?
I'm closer to being right than he is, wouldn't you say?
I would hope for your sake. Why would you want to keep doing this?
Because it's fun.
You want to do this till you're 70?
I think it's fun. Is this not a fun job?
It is a fun job, but I'm just saying.
But you also take a lot of days off.
Right.
Right. But I mean,
and the older you get, the more days you're going to need because,
oh, come
you know,
on. I'm not, that's a, true. I'm not a, I'm a 58-year-old man. I can work my ass off.
No, no, no. Working your ass off is something no one's ever said about you.
I'm a grinder.
But your body's not going to want to get up and come here.
That's the thing I don't get credit for. I'm a grinder, man. I get in here, I grind away.
You've been on Grindr, but you're not a grinder. I think there's a very big difference.
That's a different kind of grinding.
Yeah.
By the way, never been on Grindr.
I would think not.
Grindr,
well, you've been in a relationship for 17 years.
No, yeah. Grindr didn't exist back then. Well, I'll tell you what, though, if it did.
Hey, by the way, do you guys think, you know, if you haven't heard breaking news a little bit, it's been like the lead story on ESPN all day. Kawhi Leonard's out tonight.
Yes.
For the Clippers. Do you think that means heavy, heavy dose of Russ?
Oh.
Or do you think with no Paul George and no Kawhi, do you think Russ tries to take it over?
Okay, so first of all,
he's actually been somewhat effective in these first two games.
The key word is somewhat.
Yeah, he went 3-for-19 in game one. But he made big plays down the stretch
when
they won.
He did. He kept the ball in play, all that kind of stuff. I think Phoenix will blow him out
tonight.
I already laid $10,000 mythical dollars on Phoenix minus the 7. I think Phoenix will blow him out. Here's the thing about Westbrook I don't understand. So Phoenix is, when they go back to Phoenix, and they will for at least a game 5, they've reconfigured the club or the court so that fans won't be able to get as close to Russell Westbrook because they've been—
In Phoenix or in here?
In Phoenix.
Okay.
Because people were doing the West Brick chant for Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Here's my question. Why does this bother Russ so much? Why is this such a thing? Like, guys get called names and get teased all the time. Why is this such a thing?
I think, because I'm a Westbrook fan, I think Russ's entire life has been me against the world.
Right.
I think that when he got out of high school, he got no scholarship offers, and it wasn't until Jordan Farmar turned pro that UCLA gave him one.
Right.
And then he got out in 2 years and became the fourth pick in the draft. Then he went to Oklahoma City, and everybody said, well, you know, his game won't translate to the NBA, and he's had a Hall of Fame career. He's used to people telling him, you can't do this. And when they do, his immediate reaction is, F you, I can do this. So I think that he runs, when people say Westbrook, he's like, F you.
Right. But why doesn't he just lean into it the way everybody else leans into their negative nicknames? Everybody has, you know, everybody gets goofed on.
I just think that he runs on tilt. And when you run on tilt, he's looking. Michael Jordan was like this. He was looking for slights that he could exploit. And I think that's, you know, Russ is just not going to back down. You know who's like that, believe it or not? Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley will never, ever settle a lawsuit. He threw a guy through a window once.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And he said that guy deserved it. Now,
did he lose?
No, he did, but the damages he was...
Are you sure he didn't settle that?
No, he took it to trial. He never settles. He took it to trial, and they found in favor of the defendant, and they gave him, I think, $1. You know, so Charles technically lost, but the guy didn't get any money. He'll he'll show up for the trial. If you pick a fight with Charles Barkley, you better be ready. He'll fight you, and you better be ready to deal with the consequences. There's a handful of people like that, and that's how Westbrook is. He just runs hot, and I think that's part of his makeup.
But, like, he would react more to West Brick than he does to you're an a-hole or you're a loser or
I think he would react to all of it.
But don't you think that there's something about
that seems
West
to set him
Brick
off
that really sets him off?
Yeah.
Who cares? All right, we're going to do some game of games. Whose game is it today? Bergman's game today. I am having a very good month. I am tied for the lead.
You are. You've never ever won a month.
It's the month of the mace.
When do the worth two start, Greg? Next week, right?
All next week.
Oh, and I'm missing
You're
two
missing
shows.
Missing two shows.
Yeah, I'm not going to win this month anyway. I haven't won all month.
This could be my
opportunity.
You don't
have a win yet this month.
Yeah, I'll get one. I'll make a late run next week when they're worth two.
All right, we'll do Game of Games coming up next. Anybody, Boss Amanda, you want to play?
Shadano's playing.
All right, good.
I can't play because I actually helped Greg with it.
Oh, okay. You're like his ChatGPT.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
She helps me with my games, with casting. Yeah.
Real intelligence, not artificial.
That's right.
Hey, Greg, I'm going to let people behind the curtain here.
Uh-oh.
Do I have a read?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Barbecue's galore.
Thank you.
Read away.
I love Barbecue's galore. Henrik, the guy who runs it, I've known for 20 years, and Barbecue's Galore is stronger than ever. And they've added new products to their lineup, like the Montalpi grills. That's Montalpi grills. Look them up. 40 years of grilling experience has resulted in Montalpi's beautiful range of pre-assembled. That's the key here. Pre-assembled plug-and-play islands. You don't need a builder. You don't need permits. These modular islands can be simple or complex. You can add a kegerator, a sink, and a refrigerator. Whatever options you want, you can add them. Avoid the frustration. Get a stunning outdoor kitchen within 1 week of your order. You order today, you'll be eating there in a week. Check out their flagship store in Irvine at the Marketplace. If you don't want to pay it all up front, they have extended financing. They've got over 40 years in the business. Do what I did. Go to the website. The website's loaded. It tells you all their inventory. It'll explain a lot. BBQGalore.com. BBQGalore.com. They also have the best low price guarantee in the business. If you find a better price somewhere else, they'll match it. No questions asked. Barbecues Galore. Not just a barbecue aisle, a barbecue store.
All right, it is Game of Games time, and it is Bergman's game today. Bergman, what do we got?
So because it is 420, and Shadano, you're there, right?
Hey, Shadano.
Hi.
Shadano.
I hear you taking shots at us again. That's all right.
I kid because I care.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, where are you?
I'm in Minnesota, and I text Michael a picture of the University of Minnesota, and I asked him, where's his statue? I wanted to find it.
Well, he has his jersey retired in the rafters. So if you
at Williams Arena,
yeah,
yes.
If you go in there, you'll see it.
Hmm. All right, well, since it's 420, it is a game of Name That Stoner.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And I got no shot.
And you'll have a good shot at it.
Swag.
Name is your buzzer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So, and Shadano, your delay is perfectly fine. So
I am at a disadvantage. There's clearly no question about that.
All right, number one. This stoner is best known as a director as much as an actor. Lover of comic books and comic book characters.
Ireland. Who is Seth MacFarlane?
No. He put Stan Lee in his movie Mallrats. He also
put Mason. Who is Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith is the right answer. He also puts himself in all of his movies as the same character.
Silent Bob.
Yes.
Yeah. Mason's got a distinct advantage in a stoner game. I'm going to have to go early here.
Number two. This may be the easiest stoner on my list to get. It's what he may be most famous for. Mason.
Who is Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg is the right answer.
Yeah, this could be a shout-out.
He's also quite the entrepreneur. He hosts game shows and has a great relationship with Martha Stewart. Right. Oh, and he's one of the most famous rappers of all time. Number three, this singer is also a massive stoner.
Jorge. Willie Nelson.
No.
Ah.
He may be one of the most iconic marijuana advocates in history and dorm
Mason.
Rooms Mason.
Oh, crap. No, I was going to go Willie Nelson.
That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. So now do I have a chance?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wide open.
And dorm rooms were riddled with his posters that were very blacklight friendly. Mason plays his
Shadano.
Music. Shadano.
Yeah.
The guy from The Doors, what's his name?
Oh, no.
No.
Did you read all the clues?
I have not finished it
yet. Okay, go ahead.
Mason plays his music every time he talks about cannabis.
Oh, come on, Saddam.
Oh, come on, right there. Who is Bob Marley?
Bob Marley is the right answer. Island gets on the board there.
All right.
Wow.
But those were great Bob Marley clues. Are you serious?
Yeah, they were not great.
Because you were supposed to be able to get it from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were good.
Wait, just because people had their posters in their dorm rooms? Like, what are you talking about? Like, there's a million posters.
Oh, hey, complaining.
Minus one. As a matter of fact, give me a minus two because that was a crappy question.
Minus two.
Okay. Just because you don't like the question doesn't mean that it's not the question.
No way. Even Mason agreed with
me.
Minus three. All right,
number four. I have 10 of these. This stoner is a very successful actor. He began his career in
Ireland. Who is Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Jorge. Who is... Oh, what's this guy?
Mason.
Oh.
Mason.
Who is Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. That's the right answer.
Jeez!
I didn't even get to finish it. He's one of the best shows ever. Only lasts one season. Freaks and Geeks.
Seth Rogen movie. He's definitely stoned when he writes
the whole time.
His laugh is the most stoner laugh out there.
Donkey Kong, right?
All right, number five. This stoner is best known for his career before weed became a big part of his life. He owns a massive 420-acre
Mason.
Weed. Mason.
Who is Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson is the right answer.
Oh, this is a runaway.
This is crazy.
I'm lucky I got one.
Number six, this stoner has his own TV show on Discovery that follows him and his family as they try and spread the benefits of legalized marijuana. While his brother was more famous than he was, he played...
Sedano. Who is John Belushi?
Oh, no.
Who is Jim Belushi?
Ireland. Jim Belushi, yes. John Belushi was the brother. Jim Belushi was the right answer. Because he is dead.
So close, Marone. So close.
You were close there. Number seven, this stoner appears in plenty of movies and TV shows and always surrounds his smoking. A massive advocate for the product, he may be more known at this point for his pot smoking than he is for his huge country western career.
Ireland. Who is Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson is the right answer. And Ireland has three, where Mason has four. There is a comeback brewing.
Come on, Ireland.
Ireland is a stoner junior.
Hey, only one of us went to a dispensary today.
he's stoner adjacent.
Yeah.
Number eight, when you think about smoking marijuana, this is usually the first place your mind goes. Movies, comedy specials, albums. This duo has
Mason.
Done it all. Mason.
Who are Cheech and Chong?
Cheech and Chong is the right answer.
I think that I'm dead.
No, there's still two left.
Okay, I gotta get them both.
Everybody's out except for Ireland and Mason.
Okay.
Number nine, this guy may or may not come to the Mandy's. A local artist.
Mason. Who is O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
Incorrect.
Oh.
So this is all you.
Okay,
come on, Ireland.
All right, so this guy may or may not come to the Mandy's, a local artist from right here in L.A. Some may call him insane in the membrane and was a guest with Sedano and Cap.
He's not going to know.
Just
he's
a month or so ago, he's the lead in Cypress Hill, which they are still going
right
strong.
Right in John's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, that's too bad, Sedano. You want to go?
No, just say it.
Be real.
Yes.
Be real.
No idea.
Oh, yeah.
From Montebello. Shout out to Montebello.
Yeah.
All right.
That one was built for you.
That one was hard, though.
That is a tough one, yeah.
Well, insane in the membrane, well, Cypress Hill.
I'm saying
for Ireland.
For Ireland, I think it's impossible.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Never heard of Be Real?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've one more.
Cypress Hill?
I've heard of Cypress Hill, but I've never heard of Be Real.
We have he's the lead. We have one more and then the tiebreaker just for fun. So this guy chose to smoke weed instead of keeping his career at one point. While he did make a comeback
later, who is Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams is the right answer. Yeah, he's best known for being the fifth overall pick by the Saints when Mike Ditka traded every other pick in the draft for him. Mason wins.
Mason leads the month.
All right, we'll just
do this. You'll screw it up.
You know how I'm going to celebrate.
There's still a long way to go here, right?
Do you want the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
According to a Gallup poll from 2022, in an anonymous poll, what is the percentage of Americans that said they smoke marijuana? Mason?
39%.
Ireland?
I think a lot of them would lie and say they didn't, so I'm going to go 29%.
Jorge?
42%.
And Shidano?
44%.
The closest is Ireland. It's 16%.
By the way, and they're lying.
They are lying.
So 16%.
By the way, it also depends on where.
Well, it's Americans. All Americans.
Yeah, all Americans.
This is like the question, how many, like we surveyed 1,000 Americans, how many people have ever cheated on their spouse? And it comes back like 8%. And the more accurate number is like 50.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to think it's lower.
They just don't, well, you are blinded by love. Reality is a completely different story. Where is Cappy in today or no?
Yeah, Cappy's here.
Okay.
He's in studio?
Oh, not in studio.
No, he's not in studio.
Okay.
He's at home.
Yep.
All right. Oh, hey, Cap.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there was a story that Robert Griffin III created an entire, casted an entire movie about Jalen Hurts. Michael B. Jordan would play Jalen Hurts, and he casted all of the other parts too. So Mason and I decided to cast ESPN LA the movie. Mason, me, and Bergman all cast the movie, including your show. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to, Sedano and Cap, tell you who each one of us picked, and you can tell us if you would go with one of those choices or if you would come up with something that we didn't do. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, so hit the super stage, or Jorge will do it.
By the way, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Okay, so guys, we casted every show on the station, including yours. All right, so is Lindsay working today?
Lindsay Baseball working for sure.
She's working from home, too.
Working from home.
Is she, but is she with us or no?
Not currently.
I don't know if she's with us at the moment.
Okay. So, Sonata, we'll start with you. I don't know if you know who this is, but the person I picked for you, I originally thought Andy Garcia, but he's too old.
Too old, yeah.
Too old, yeah.
So, the person I picked for you is a tip of the hat to your Cuban heritage, a good-looking dude. I think you'll approve. Do you know who Eddie Cibrian is?
No, what would I know him
Google
from?
That. He's been in a lot of different things.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is probably most famous for being married to Leanne Rimes, but he's been a...
Oh, I know who that guy is.
He's been a pretty successful actor the way. So that's who I had for Eddie Cibrian.
I like that. That's
Bergman, who did you pick for Sedano?
Sedano, I took Oscar Isaac.
Oh, good.
Oscar Isaac is a good one, too.
Yeah.
All right, Mace, how about you for Sedano?
Okay, I don't know if you'll like this or not. He's on in every hotel room. Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Slick.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Slick, good looking.
I think that's the worst of the three.
Oh, screw you. I think that's a good one.
So
what do you think,
George,
Cappy?
I laughed so hard.
Mostly because I don't feel like I resemble anything like Mario Lopez. Not that I resemble the other guys, but I resemble the other guys more than Mario Lopez.
All right, so Cap, what do you
even have the same hair?
Yeah, Cappy, what do you think of those three choices? If you had to go with one of those three, would you go with one of those or go different?
I loved the Mario Lopez. As soon as I saw it, I was hysterical.
That's because
it's
the only Hispanic person you know that's famous.
It's the second Hispanic person I know who's famous.
I looked through many, many pictures and casting stuff, and I thought that was the closest.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac, a little bit. Cibrian is way better looking than me, but I'll take it. But I just don't, and Mario Lopez is a hunk, too. There's no question. But I just don't think we resemble each other in the least.
Okay, so if you had to pick one of the three, you'd probably go Cibrian?
I mean, I'd prefer Cibrian, yeah. Sure. But Oscar Isaac would be great, too.
So
what's he been in, by the way, Oscar Isaac?
Oscar Isaac?
Almost everything lately. Yeah, he's having a really good run. Mace, who's the guy that just hosted SNL? He's in that movie about the unbearable weight of talent with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. Is he young enough to play Sonato?
Yeah, I think he's probably right on.
Yeah, that's...
He's a little goofier. He's good looking, but he's goofier.
Yeah.
Cappy, you really don't know who Oscar Isaac is?
He was in.
He's in all the Star Wars movies.
I don't watch any of those.
He hosted SNL. You would know him, Cap, if you saw him.
I mean, I'm looking at his picture, and I don't know who the guy is.
You don't know who that is.
All right, so let's do Cap. Greg, who did you pick for Cap?
Ben Stiller.
Okay.
That's good.
Not terrible.
Not terrible.
Funny guy.
Mace, who'd you pick for Cap?
I was looking for Goofy and maybe a little... I went with Seth Rogen.
Okay. Cap, I think I've got it. And George, I'm curious what you think of this. I think Owen Wilson for Cap.
Owen Wilson's that bad.
Yeah. Sonana, what do you think of those three choices?
Wow.
So, Owen Wilson... Who did Mace say?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Who did Bergman say?
Ben Stiller. They all work together.
Boy, by the way, this is a compliment. It's not good looking. It's funny. Everybody went funny.
Yeah. It's got to be goofy.
Wow.
Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
I could totally hear Owen Wilson saying that.
I would see Owen Wilson is probably the closest to Cappy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
good call.
Okay.
Now, wait a second. I want to say that I like the Ben Stiller, who, by the way, is part of Bergie's casting. standing right next to Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, so did you cast Ben?
Strong.
You casted Ben Stiller twice?
No. I did Ben Stiller for Cappy and Oscar Isaac for Simone.
Somebody else did Ben Stiller. Oh, Mace, you did Ben Stiller for your... Oh,
I
no,
did.
You... Okay. All right, so since Lindsay's not here yet, let's do Laura. Is Laura back there?
Laura was here. She just walked away. There she is. There's Laura.
All right, so let's do Laura. Greg, who did you pick to play Laura in the ESPN LA movie?
So this is the same thing that Amanda helped me out with a lot of these. Gina Rodriguez.
Oh, I like that. Gina Rodriguez is good.
Okay. Yeah.
Jane the Virgin, not dead yet.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, Mace, who'd you pick to play Laura?
I went with Michelle Rodriguez.
From the Fast and the Furious movies.
Fast and the Furious.
Okay, Laura, I went with America Ferrera. I
like
thought would
a
be
lot.
A good one for you.
Some
what do you think of
them.
Those three choices?
I love them because one is feminist. The other one, I love Gina. She's cool. And the other one's like a badass.
Yeah. So you'd be okay with any of the three?
Yeah.
So Donna, what do you think of those choices for Laura?
I like
two Rodriguez's and America Ferrera.
Yeah, I like America or Gina. Either one of those would be fine.
Cappy, what do you think for Laura?
I thought somebody was going to say Rosie Perez.
Rosie
Not
Perez.
Bad. A little old.
That's decent.
Yeah,
for
I
Laura.
Was just going to say, she could be Laura's mom.
I know, but she's got a sound like Laura. You know, she's got a good
no,
sound.
She does not.
No, I don't see that. No, not really.
No, not really.
Yes, really.
No,
really.
Not really. Okay.
Really.
So
I can hear Rosie Perez saying, "Your girl just washed her hair." Like, it would be great.
All right. So let's. Greg, we still don't have Lindsay, right?
She just asked if she could. She could
okay.
I told
okay.
Her
so well, we can do it without her. Greg, who'd you pick for Lindsay?
For Lindsay, I took Rose Byrne.
By the way, you know what I've noticed is a trend here for Cap? If you were, like, famous in the 90s, he's going to pick you.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's true.
That's funny.
Well, wait, what did I pick?
Mario Lopez and Rosie Perez all of
yeah,
a sudden.
Yeah, but I liked Mario Lopez for you. As soon as I saw it, I thought it was hilarious. I didn't think Seth Rogen was great for me in that casting, Mace.
Mm.
Okay, so...
And Adam Sandler for yourself,
a little too
Mace?
Heavy for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Adam Sandler for me I really like. If he has silver hair, that matches my personality.
Okay, so, Greg, Rose Byrne for Lindsay I think is too old, but I
too
love
she's, I mean,
Rose
she's
Byrne. I think, look up her age. I think she's probably 40.
40?
But I love Rose Byrne. Mace, who'd you pick
great.
For Lindsay?
I casted the singer and the actress Hailee Steinfeld. Do you know who that is?
I thought about her for
Lindsay. Right. Rose Byrne's 43.
Yeah. I thought. Okay, so this is what I landed on for Lindsay. Aubrey Plaza.
It's very good.
What
oh,
do you?
Oh, no, that's it. You don't need to go anymore. That's it.
That's the
that's
one?
It right there.
What do you think, Cap?
What's she in?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
As Laura would say, oh, hell.
You guys have been saying names all day.
White Lindsay's there, by the way.
This is the most recent thing.
Parks and Rec. She was in Parks and Rec, man.
Yeah.
All right. We get it.
She was in White Lotus. Did you watch White Lotus?
Yeah, White Lotus.
I like her. Oh,
wait,
really,
there's
really
Lindsay.
Like her.
Okay, so Lindsay, what do you think of those? Did you hear the three choices for you?
Yeah, I have no idea who those first two people are.
You didn't
Rose
know?
Rose Byrne? Do you ever see
Rose Byrne? You would know Rose Byrne
yeah,
if you
Rose
saw
Burns,
her.
Yeah.
How do you not know this? Come on. How do you
she's
not know
she's in
this?
Everything. And then Mace, who
Hailee Steinfeld's a big singer.
Did you see any of the Pitch Perfect movies, Lindsay?
No.
Okay. But Hailee Steinfeld.
If there was a documentary about her, she would know exactly
who
she is.
Oh, yeah. I would know exactly who she is. Yeah.
Who
right.
picked Aubrey Plaza?
I did, for Lindsay.
She's great. I love
Aubrey Plaza.
I love Aubrey Plaza. I just didn't know who she was.
Okay, so each one of us think we nailed Amanda. We got it. The
who
the,
nailed? What?
No, shut
no,
up.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
Grow up.
All right. So, Greg, who did you pick for Amanda?
January Jones.
Mace, you went with?
Emma Stone.
And I went with Brie Larson. Laura, which one of those three is the best for Amanda?
I honestly, I was between you two, but Mason, I think you took it. Just because of what you tweeted.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's got me.
So, Donna, what do you think?
Emma
Stone, January Jones, or Brie Larson for Amanda?
Brie Larson.
Yeah, Brie Larson's really good.
All right, so let's see what you guys think of how we casted Travis and Slee.
I like January Jones, by the way.
Yeah, any of those would be good.
Yeah,
I just like her name.
All right, so for Travis, Greg, who'd you go with for Travis?
For Travis, Vince Vaughn.
He went Vince Vaughn. I went Jason Segel. Cappy, do you even know who that is?
Not Jason Segel. No, who is it?
All right, and then Mace went
Larry
Strong.
The Cable Guy.
What do you think of Larry the Cable Guy for
I'm
Travis?
I'm telling you, there's a striking resemblance.
I love Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, no, I'm serious. Larry the Cable Guy is very funny. Travis is very funny.
I like Vince Vaughn, though. That's kind of funny also. Vince Vaughn has kind of become
like Vince Vaughn better.
The dorky daddy kind of guy.
That's exactly it.
Okay, for Slee, I went Cal Penn. Do you guys know who Cal Penn is?
I don't know Cal
Harold
Penn.
And Kumar?
What? You don't know who Cal Penn is? Come on.
I mean, that's
really?
Like the first
Cal
person
come
out of 20.
On,
you don't know any
My
of these
God.
People.
Okay,
Cal Penn.
Who'd
come
you go,
on.
Bergman, who'd you go for Slee?
Cappy, Kumail you Nanjiani? Wouldn't even know. If we weren't in this room, you wouldn't even know who Steve Mason is.
It's true. It's true.
I would think that anybody. he was silver, silver whatever he said he was.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
For Slee, well, I went... Rami Youssef, if you guys know who that is.
Oh yeah.
So
we
all went Middle Eastern, basically, yeah. To Slee's heritage. Okay, for Taylor, I went John Krasinski. Greg, what'd you do?
Miles Teller.
And I went Nicholas Braun, cousin Greg.
I like yours. I like Nicholas Braun.
No, I like
Braun.
Krasinski.
Yeah, he looks like Taylor. Okay, so here's for Mason in Ireland. Mace, who'd you do for me?
For you, I did, again, we're so... These are, you know, it's like casting room, right? So you might have
oh,
to
Oh, wait,
look
we did forget
up.
Emily. Hold on. We did.
No,
we
Emily.
Emily. I went Amy Schumer.
I love that.
For Emily.
I like Amy Schumer.
Greg, who'd you go for Emily?
Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler and Mace.
Amy Poehler's pretty good,
Ellie
too.
Ellie Kemper is who I went with.
Emily Kemper.
No,
Ellie Kemper.
I like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I like Schumer. Yeah.
I think
Emily
liked.
Emily liked all three, actually. Yeah. She was okay with any
Amy
of them.
Amy Poehler, at least the characters she plays are a little too meek to be Emily.
Right.
So that's why I like Schumer better.
Yeah. Okay, Mace, who'd you pick for me?
Alexander Skarsgård, who plays Lucas Mattsson on... he's the guy that's taken over the company
would snap
Succession.
It up in a second. Bergman, who'd you pick for me?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, I
love
like.
That.
Very
I
good.
Love
I
that.
Bill Hader.
I took,
that's a good one.
I took Will Arnett, basically because we have the same forehead. And
by the way, all three of them have your forehead.
Yeah. But Will Arnett looks like me. He's brown hair, brown eyes, and he's kind of nerdy like me. So what do you think, Sinano, for me?
I like Bill Hader for
yep.
you.
Bill Hader,
the winner. That's the winner.
By the way, that's a right. show for you. Barry's a great
and
show.
And yeah, but I would jump at Bill Hader. That's great. All right, for Mace, I went John Slattery, Roger Sterling from Mad Men.
Okay.
Greg, who'd you go for Mace?
Bradley Whitford.
Oh, Josh Lyman from the West Wing.
And I'm the one that says Adam Sandler with silver hair. I just identify with Adam Sandler.
So,
no,
Cappy,
Bradley,
what do you...
Bradley Whitford is Mace for
it's
sure.
Mace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the Adam Sandler thing works at all.
That
I do
totally
like,
works. You
I
guys
think
are
Jorge
wrong.
Jorge had the
when
the
I make
silver
the movie,
Stiller.
You guys are going to be much chagrined.
I don't know. I thought Silver Stiller was pretty funny. I thought Ben Stiller with gray hair was hilarious.
Yeah. All right. For Jorge, I went Jay Hernandez. Do you guys know who that is? He's the new Magnum P.I.?
Oh,
of course.
Yeah,
he was
course.
In Friday Night Lights. Craig, Give who'd you do for Jorge?
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena's a good
Michael
actor.
Pena.
Mace.
Diego Luna.
All right, so we
which
all.
Which was Jorge's
Laura,
choice.
Which one of those is the best for Jorge?
Y'all gave him too much credit.
Well, the spirit of the bit was cast somebody who the person we're casting
Pena.
Would appreciate.
Pena.
You know, like would not just go, except for Larry the Cable Guy.
I think that
Larry the Cable Guy is good, man.
Yeah,
God,
I thought he's
really good
too. You know who Belding would have been good for Travis? But
oh,
yeah.
Mr. Belding. Dennis Haskins, who's actually a great guy.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
Pena.
I would go with Michael Pena too for Jorge, but you know what? I'm going to give Jorge some love and show him some Diego Luna. How about that?
There you go. That's what he liked.
Yeah, he liked that one the best.
All right, and then
he liked that one.
For Bergwin, I went Richard Madden.
And I went Kit Harington, Jon Snow.
And Greg, you went?
I went really high and went to Bradley Cooper.
He wants Bradley Cooper.
I think Google Richard Madden, and I think he looks almost exactly like Greg. Now, he's not as tall as Greg. He was Robb Stark on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think he
it's definitely Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he looks just like Bergman.
I went Chris Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Chris Taylor's not an actor.
Maybe he wants to get into acting.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know who's feeling very left out? He texted me.
Who's that?
Chris Morales.
Well, let's kick it around.
Okay,
right?
So I tweeted out who I think it is. I think it's Eugenio Derbez, who's a great, great actor. He's Mexican or he's Venezuelan. I'm not sure which.
Eugenio Derbez? Yeah, he's Mexican.
He's Mexican. Yeah. That's who I chose.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's too old, but John Goodman would be a perfect Morales.
John Goodman is really old.
Yeah.
He's like 75 years old.
I don't think he's that old.
Yeah.
But I'll look it up. What do you think for Morales, Sedano?
What's the guy from from the what's the movie with Bradley Cooper where it's the Mike Bradley Tyson? Cooper, what's the name
Mike
of that movie?
Tyson.
Oh, the Hangover.
Hangover? Oh. Hangover. Yeah. What's the brother-in-law's name?
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
That's perfect.
Oh, home run, George.
Galifianakis.
There it is. Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach. Awesome. Zach Galifianakis.
Ooh, Amanda has a good one. Jack Black. Jack Black.
Jack Black would be good.
Yeah.
You know what would be a good one for Morales too? A third one? Okay, so Galifianakis is a one seed, I think.
Jack Black's good.
Okay. I think Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Offerman would be great.
Especially if you watch Pam and Tommy, the character that Nick Offerman plays in Pam and Tommy is Morales.
You know what we'd have to do to audition them? They would have to say, bam!
Yeah.
It's a final!
Or you're gutless.
You're gutless.
Right.
Did you wear out Gutless, by the way?
I tried my best. I did. I tried my best to wear out Gutless. And everybody's using it now, by the way. I mean, it's just everywhere all over the circle of trust. Everybody's calling everybody Gutless. So
I'm sorry, Linz, we interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I want to know how Morales feels about John picking a 70-year-old man to cast him.
It is. John Goodman is.
John Goodman is 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. He's actually 71.
I was going with Jonathan Goldsmith. For Morales.
Who the hell is Jonathan Goldsmith?
You know, Kevin Smith, who somebody mentioned earlier, could play Morales. They kind of got the same kind of thing going on.
Jonathan Goldsmith? You guys don't know who that
is? He's old also. He's 84 years old.
Who?
Jonathan Goldsmith.
Oh, I was talking about the younger one.
What? He's 84?
Talking about the younger guy.
Boy, I thought 70 was bad.
Well, yeah, he's 84 years old. Jonathan Goldsmith.
Yeah, he's the guy with the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah,
guy.
84 years old. You're casting an 84-year-old.
Well, I mean,
to play
with silver
Christopher
hair.
Morales.
Well, I mean, that's he's an old soul, Morales. What can I tell you?
Yeah, he's got no soul. All right,
because he's gutless.
Because he's gutless. All right, what are you guys getting into today? Some stupidity. Are you going to take more shots at Mason and Ireland?
Yep, do it.
Do it.
I mean, maybe.
You're the Dylan Brooks of ESPN LA. Shoot away.
It has to be organic, though. I mean, Morales literally gave me a layup when he said it was amateur radio day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, amateur radio. By the way, I pride myself on my amateurism.
By the way, did you talk about food today?
We avoided the subject of food because Emily owns it.
Oh,
lies.
Emily owns
Why does
food.
She get to own food?
Because she decided that their show is all about food, and anybody else who talks about food is stealing their bit,
even though we've
been doing this since before Emily was born, and we always talked about food. Emily's wrong, but we're going to play by her rules.
Okay.
I mean, everybody at this station has done food. We used to literally do a thing on the ESPN social channels called Foodie Friday, where we'd go to different places.
I remember
right
that.
Now, everybody better be careful, because Emily and her sister... We'll kick your freaking ass at the Mandy's.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Emily's got like 9 sisters, 14 roommates. She goes everywhere, every night. I mean, she's got more stories than anybody
I
know.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, she's good.
Well, she should. She's young.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Go.
Do it while you're young. All right, Supercross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long.
And don't one sports question in?
Yes.
John, what the hell happened?
Desperate.
Memphis was completely desperate, and the Lakers didn't match their desperation.
Man, it was crazy watching
that. Yeah, I think that the Lakers played like a team that kind of got what they wanted in the first game, and the second game didn't mean as much to them as the Grizzlies. But I'm not worried, George. I think that they were down 20. They cut it to 6 with 5 minutes to go, and Memphis just balled out after that. But I still like the Lakers in the series. How about you?
I do, too. I still have not swayed from that. I still like the Warriors in this series, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that they can. Now, if Sacramento wins tonight, I think it's over. But
oh, no, for sure. They got to win tonight, yeah.
Hey, one piece of breaking news that we didn't get in. Max Scherzer suspended 10 games
for an illegal glove yesterday.
Which he claims was just sweat and rosin.
Yeah.
Bill Plaschke torched him in the
I read that too. I thought that was unfair.
So. How do we know, by the way, before they were checking for illegal substances and they got serious about it like 3-4 years ago, isn't it safe to assume that Max Scherzer has always been using illegal substances on his glove?
He's like...
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer, but it's a fair question.
He's like the old pitcher in Major League, remember?
Oh, yeah. That was putting that Vaseline on everything. Right. And
true. He goes, I got Vaseline here behind the ears. I got Crisco in my my hips. And he goes, and if the umps are watching me closely, I'll put a little jalapeno in my nose.
There you go.
Harris.
He goes, you're putting snot on the baseball? He goes, I ain't got a fastball like you, kid.
Hey, I love how Max Scherzer, though, after the game, is like, I told the umpire, I swear on the lives of my children, I'm not cheating. Like, as if the umpire is going to go, okay, wait a second, hold on.
Oh, wait.
That's it. He's swearing his kids.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah. All right, guys, take it away. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow, as always,
it Friday.
Mason Ireland of the book, Shidano and Cappy, lots of stupidity on the way, 710 ESPN.